Well, if you look at the Uttara Tantra itself, which is the major source, Indian source, then it states the purpose clearly at the end of the fourth Vajra point, end of the first chapter, which is overcoming five flaws. That is the, you know, official purpose, obviously. And if you look at those five flaws, that they cover a lot of ground. It's not just five little thingies, you know, like, you know, forgetting your teacup somewhere, but it's basically addressing the whole samsaric outlook and overcoming that. Especially the third and the fourth floor is basically the like giving the adventitious stains undue existence wrongly, and as the flip side of that, to deny or, you know, underestimate ultimate reality. And that is, you know, not just a little flaw, that is the whole bedrock of what we call samsaric existence. So to overcome that, that's basically our wrong perception of what we perceive as samsara. That is, I would say, is the purpose of Buddha nature, which means it's a radical transformation of the entire outlook. As Maitreya said it in his several of his texts, actually, he says, you know, it's amazing, this darkness of ignorance compared to ordinary darkness, because in ordinary darkness you just don't see what's there, but in the mental darkness of samsara you not only don't see what's there, which is ultimate reality, but on top of that you see all kinds of things that aren't there. So it's a double darkness, and this is exactly what Buddha nature is overcoming, because it's always talking about penetrating the unreality of the adventitious stains and at the same time realizing the other side of that, other side of the coin, which is all the precious qualities of the nature of the mind. So I think that's, in terms of the view, that's fundamental for both Sutrayana and even more so for Tantra, because that's what the whole tantric tradition is based on. And that's why in the Kagyu tradition we call the Uttara Tantra the bridge between Sutra and Tantra. And it's very clear in terms of the view. And then I think in terms of practice, it also has tremendous impact on the whole view of the path and what purification and all those kinds of things are, because without Buddha nature, on the path, fundamentally you have two jobs, which means you have to purify the obscurations and then you have to create the qualities of a Buddha. But on the Buddha nature, at least on the disclosure model, where it said the qualities already exist naturally, even in sentient beings, then you only have one job, which means once you purify the adventitious stains, that's it, because the qualities are already there. So you could say, you know, that makes life so much easier. So purifying what obscures is enough to for what is already there in terms of natural qualities to be revealed, rather than having to create it. So I think that's a tremendous impact on the whole outlook of what the path is about.